Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a great day and are doing very well. Today, I would like to take a few moments to share with you a message from Luke chapter 10, starting in verse 38. Doesn't it feel like our world is just becoming increasingly more busy? You know, our American culture, it seems like our schedules are becoming more and more full and jammed packed. We have less and less time simply to be still and to focus on the things that matter most. I think we can all relate with that feeling where we always feel like we have something else we have to do. While we're doing one thing, we're already thinking about the 10 other things that we should be doing or that we have to do next. And it can set us in a place of unrest where we don't have peace and we're always on edge and we're always a little anxious because we have to go, go, go. It's important for us to remember that we aren't the first people to struggle with this, that God's people from the very beginning have found themselves in similar situations where busyness oftentimes was a struggle that tempted them to direct their focus away from God and towards the things of this world that are of less importance. We see maybe the clearest example of this here in Luke chapter 10. And this is where we find Jesus in the home of Mary and Martha. So let's start reading in Luke chapter 10, starting in verse 38. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Martha has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. So this passage is short in length, but it is full of very meaningful application for us today as those who are seeking to follow Christ in a worthy way. You see, when Jesus is in these sisters' home, we see that Martha is busy preparing the meal, cleaning the house, focusing on the task at hand. But while Martha is distracted with her serving, we see that Mary is simply sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to him teach, spending time with her Lord. And if we just stop here and look at what's going on, maybe initially we can relate with Martha. Martha has a guest in her home, a guest that she respects and thinks very highly of. So she wants to make sure her house is in order. She wants to make sure the meal that she's going to serve is perfect. So she is going full speed ahead, focusing only on her task. And we see that Jesus says that she is troubled and anxious about many things. That this task ahead of her, preparing her house and meal for Jesus, has caused her to be anxious, but that isn't the only thing that troubles her, but she is troubled and anxious about so many things in her life. This is a pattern in Martha's life, apparently, that she becomes very troubled and anxious and distracted by the day-to-day task of life. And maybe that's something we can relate with. I know with school and with work and with extracurricular activities, with responsibilities, with family, things going on, it's so easy for us to be consumed by many of these things, where we are so focused on them that we no longer take the time to do what is most important. So what is it that's most important where we see that displayed in the example of Mary? Mary, when she isn't with Jesus, she's not focused on the meal. She's not focused on the state of her house. She's not focused on the things that she has to get done. But she simply sits at her Lord's feet, listening to his words and spending time with her Lord. Why is this important for us to look at and to meditate upon? You see, in our culture that we live in, that is consumed by busyness and going, going, going and never stopping, we have to remember that a key part of being a follower of Jesus is spending time in silence, in stillness, and humility before him. Spending time in prayer. Spending time in his word. Meditating on his promises in the life that he has called us to. And the only way we can appropriately do these things is if from time to time in our day we unplug from the world and the responsibilities and stresses of it, and to give our attention directly and fully to the things of God. Notice that in this story, what Martha is doing in of itself is not bad at all. You see, if Martha's having a guest over that she respects, is it wrong that she wants to set her house in order? Is it wrong she wants to prepare a nice meal? Of course not. In fact, these things could even be good if she would approach it in the right way. But we see what makes this behavior from Martha a problem is that she's consumed by it. And she's not doing these actions out of love, but she's doing these actions out of anxiety and distraction and her heart being troubled. But we see with Mary that when she is with her Lord, the only focus and the only worry, the only care she has is being with Jesus. And what a remarkable thought that is for us. You know, when Jesus addresses Martha, he says that she is anxious and troubled about many things. One of the key themes of Jesus' teaching throughout his earthly ministry is this idea of anxiety and our hearts being troubled. Some of the most well-known passages in the Gospels address these things. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus breaks down the sin of anxiety. And he says that as a follower of his, we're not supposed to worry about the clothes we're going to wear, the food we're going to eat, the water we're going to drink, because God knows our needs and he will provide our needs for those who seek him. And this passage ends in Matthew chapter 6 by Jesus saying, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things," talking about our earthly needs, "will be added unto you." So we see that while Martha, what she's doing isn't inherently wrong, trying to set her house in order, prepare a meal. She's not seeking first the kingdom of God. She's set solely on the earthly things that she has missed the wonderful spiritual opportunity that is placed right before her to sit at the feet of her master and Lord. That is a kingdom of God thing to pursue, not the kingdom of world. When Jesus addresses Martha, after he says that she's troubled and anxious about many things, he says in verse 42, "But one thing is necessary. Martha has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her." So while what Martha was doing might have been good in her eyes, it might have been good if she would have approached it the right way, we see that Jesus makes the case that only what Mary was doing was actually necessary. That as much as Martha might have thought her house needed to be clean, the food needed to be prepared, she needed to be focused and busy and going, 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 Jesus said what was necessary in this moment was to sit at my feet, spend time with me, and listen to my words. And he goes on to say that this will not be taken from her. While we know that every earthly thing and every earthly blessing can be taken away at any moment, the teaching here and all throughout the gospel is that the blessings found in Christ can never be taken away. No matter how crazy the world gets, no matter how desperate we become, no matter how many bad things occur, the blessings that are found in Christ are ours forever if we continue to walk in them. And what a powerful thought that is. So what is the takeaway for us? You see, you and I, we don't walk with Jesus in his earthly life. We know this. We don't get to literally sit at his feet in the flesh and listen to him teach. But we see that there is still a very powerful application for us in this story as well. If you would, flip over to Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to look at this passage in conclusion. This is a very well-known passage, but please listen to the words, especially in light of the story of Jesus, Mary, and Martha. Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. The Christian life is likened to a race. And the Hebrew writer tells us that there are things in this life that are like putting a weight on your back while trying to run a race. And he says that it's the job of the Christian to rid ourselves of every weight that slows us down and hinders us in our walk with the Lord. One of these things he identifies is sin. That we know that sin wages war against our soul, and it weighs us down, and it corrupts us. So that's why we're always running away from sin and running towards God. But notice that he also says to lay aside every weight. This seems to insinuate that there are things in our lives that aren't exactly, they aren't necessarily sin. They aren't necessarily bad in themselves. But if we have an unhealthy focus on them, that they can become a weight in our life. And we saw that so clearly in the story of Martha. Maybe her service that she was doing, it might have been fine in of itself, but she was so focused on it that she lost sight of what was most important. And in our lives, what are the things that we focus on? Whether it be our school, sports, our clubs, our friends, our family, social media, Netflix, video games, we could go on and on and on. We have so many things that we focus on in our day-to-day lives. And maybe none of those things are bad in of themselves. And maybe some of them are even very good things. But let us remember that there is one thing in this life that matters most. And there, in fact, to use Jesus' words, as we just saw, there is only one thing in our lives that is absolutely necessary, that we can't do without. And that is being with our Lord, looking to Jesus, humbling ourselves before Him, submitting to His teachings, spending time with Him. And we see here in Hebrews chapter 12 that that's exactly the case that is made. That in our race, we seek to rid ourselves of every weight and burden. And it says in verse 2, we're looking to Jesus. He's the founder of our faith. He's the perfecter of our faith. And He is seated at the right hand of God. That the blessings that are found in Him are eternal. So this is what I want to leave you with today. Amidst all of the busyness, all of the craziness, all of the hectic things going on all around us, let us take time daily to unplug from the world, to slow down, to rid ourselves of all anxiety and worry and trouble, and direct our focus to Jesus. Looking to Him, recognizing that Him, His teaching, and His promises are the one thing in this life that is absolutely necessary. The one thing that we should seek above every other thing. And in doing that, let our hearts be filled with peace and comfort and security in knowing that we have chosen, as Jesus says, the good portion that can never be taken from us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you.